Can you tell us about the first couple of days of camp?
Oh, it's been good. It's been really good, actually. You know, we're just out there competing. All of my teammates are working hard. I'm working hard, and we're just trying to get better.
How are you enjoying the movie Guard? What do you think about Fred tonight?
Fred is doing an excellent job. I anticipated it, though. The kid's smart. He can play, and he's just been doing an excellent job.
You feel like this is going to be permanent going into the season? Is that the way it's looking? But never that, say never?
That's a question that I don't know the answer to. Y'all going to have to ask the head man for that one.
Seems like you've pretty much have taken it in stride. You've changed positions a lot throughout your career here. I mean, is there one that you like over the other?
No, I'm pretty even on all of them. Whatever's going to help this team win is what I'm willing to do. So,
how much does that help your versatility to be able to play these different positions?
I mean, it helps me, but also it's the other guys too. They're just as versatile as I am. You know, we have guys that can play every other position just like I can, and it really helps the offensive line as a whole.
You're playing next to Green right now. What do you think of his development?
Kid's a baller. That's all I can say. He's young, but he's already one of the smartest guys in the room. He knows the offense hand in and hand out, and he's going to be great here.
Anything else? On the other side of the ball, what's it been like having Jonathan Wilson back and what he's brought to the team as a whole?
It's been great. You know, he's an intense guy that has tons of experience. I feel like this year he's going to come out and show out.
He's talked about giving a lot of advice to younger guys. Is he taking on that role as the old guy on the defense?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like you said, he is an old guy. He's leading guys like I've never seen him lead before. And it's just really interesting to see because that's not a guy that I pictured him as a couple of years ago.
Can you talk to us about what you're as an offensive lineman being asked to do differently in this system than maybe you did before?
It's just I can't say just a slight system change. It's just more of tight end sets. We have to know more of who we're blocking. Like, I don't really know how to explain it. Let me think of what to say. Yeah. So basically, it's a lot more scheme stuff. The scheme is different for us because, you know, we have tight ends on the ball that factors into our running schemes, our blocking schemes, who we're accountable for and who the tight ends are accountable for.
So a lot of that's incumbent upon Prater to make the right call, right?
Yes, sir, and he's doing a great job of it.
Is he?
Yep.
What's different about him? Because, you know, you started off last year, if I'm not mistaken, the first game you were in guard, and then moved back. So why would it work this year?
Last year he was going an injury in his hamstring, and that kind of limited him a little bit. But he's 100% now, and I think he'll be an extreme factor in our room.
Eric, Jimbo said that with regards to the quarterback battle that he'll know when the starter will be because he's taken over the team. From a player's perspective, how do you guys know when that starter emerges and takes over a team?
When he says so.
But is there a feel about it? I mean, you kind of feel the presence of the
– All I can say is they're both great quarterbacks. I know whoever it is, they're gonna lead this team to the best potential in the best way he sees fit.
A couple days into camp and really 8 or 9 months into this deal, what are your impressions of Coach Fisher and the way he
is an intense guy at all times, on the field, off the field. He's intense, and he's always ready to talk football.
What is an example of him being intense off the field?
Off the field. Well, you get in the elevator with him, and you start talking to him. You just start sweating because, you know, it's just kind of – that's all I can say.
He's ready to play some ball.
He's ready to play some ball.
Does he always talk ball?
Always. Always. And I love that about him.
Y'all ever laugh at any of the little expressions he has on the field, especially kind of when he gets flustered or frustrated with something?
No. No. Can't do that.
So have you ever talked to him about anything but football?
That's a tough question. In my encounters that I remember, it's been football.
All good? All right. Thank you, Mr. McCoy.
Thank you all.
Thanks,
appreciate it, bud.